Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Glad to be here.
So today we're digging into just one source. It's a newsletter dated May 24th, 2025, and it's called No Agenda News.
Okay.
And right away, there's this interesting little note at the top. It points out that today, the 24th, and tomorrow, the 25th, are palindrome dates.
Reads the same forwards and backwards. Fun.
Exactly. And it also notes Memorial Day is a palindrome this year, too. Calls it a bonanza for thematic random donations.
Huh. Okay, so connecting the calendar to, well, maybe fundraising right off the bat. It's a hook.
It really is. Yeah. So our plan here is basically to unpack what's inside this newsletter for you, the key bits, the interesting details.
Sounds good. Where do we start? Memorial Day history.
Let's do that. The newsletter actually gives some decent historical background. It goes back to just after the American Civil War.
Right, a time of just immense loss. Over, yeah. What, 600,000 deaths?
Yeah, an incredible number. And the newsletter says the holiday began as Decoration Day.
Decoration Day. Yeah. Makes sense. The focus was very literal then.
Totally. It was about people going out, decorating soldiers' graves, you know, flowers, wreaths, flags. Simple, direct remembrance.
Mm-hmm. And they mention a first national observance date.
They do. May 30th, 1868. But here's a little historical quirk the newsletter points out.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently the reason why that specific date, May 30th, was chosen. Well, the source says it was never actually expressed.
Huh. That's interesting. Just picked, seemingly.
Yeah.
Or the reasons lost to time.
Could be. Then the newsletter tracks how the holiday changed. After World War I, it expanded.
Okay, so not just Civil War soldiers anymore.
Right. It evolved to commemorate all American military personnel who died in service, any conflict.
That makes sense, reflecting the country's later wars and sacrifices.
Then there's another big shift, much later in 1971.
Ah, the Uniform Monday Holiday Act. I remember that one. Moved a bunch of holidays around, right?
Exactly. And Memorial Day got moved to the last Monday in May.
Which gives us the three-day weekend we all know now.
It does. But the newsletter kind of makes a point about this shift. It suggests there's been a consequence.
What kind of consequence?
Well, it notes how the holiday is now really strongly linked with, you know, the Indy 500.
Okay, yeah.
Backyard barbecues, camping, that sort of thing. The unofficial start of summer.
Right. So the newsletter's take is?
The newsletter suggests that maybe the original solemn meaning, the remembering part, has gotten a bit lost.
Or diluted, maybe. Swallowed up by the long weekend vibe.
Yeah, that's the sense you get. It's an observation on how these things evolve, you know? How laws and culture change the feel of a commemoration.
It's a fair point. Did they cite anything for that history?
They actually give a little nod to Wikipedia, saying the backgrounder there is pretty good if you want more details.
Okay. Good sound.
So moving on from the history, the newsletter also looks ahead to tomorrow, actually. May 25th.
The second palindrome date they mentioned.
Yep. And they're teasing a special show for that day.
Oh, what's special about it?
Well, they describe it as one of their, like, rare presentations. It's going to focus on what they call endless clips of the day.
Endless clips of the day. What does that mean exactly?
The way they describe it, it sounds like these are spontaneous moments from their regular show. Things that are, and I'm quoting here, incredibly rare, insightful, entertaining, and surprising.
Hmm. So, like, highlights of unscripted bits.
Seems like it. They sound pretty confident about it, too. The newsletter claims, you'll be surprised at how amazing they are when you hear them back to back to back.
So they're packaging spontaneity, essentially. Showcasing that side of their content.
Yeah, seems to be the idea. Positioning it as something unique you wouldn't normally get.
Interesting. Okay, what else is in the newsletter? Sounds like there's more.
Oh, yeah. A pretty significant chunk is actually about, well, supporting the show itself.
The funding model discussion. Yeah. Always important for independent media.
Right. And they lay out their reasoning very clearly. They say the reason they can cover news without interference.
Let me guess. Because they don't have corporate owners or advertisers calling the shots.
You got it. They state flat out they're solely supported by the audience.
That's their core pitch for independence.
And they make a really strong claim about it. They say, no creepy advertisers or corporate or communist influencers telling them what to cover or how to slant things.
Wow, okay. Drawing a very clear line in the sand there, linking independence directly to listener support.
Absolutely. So then they get into the how, the ways you, the listener, can contribute. They call them sustaining donations known as subscriptions.
Okay. So subscription options.
Yeah, several. You can pick your own amount, like completely flexible, but they do highlight a few specific tiers or amounts.
Like what? Any notable ones?
Well, there's the $33 and 33 a month one. They call it Lucky and say it's the current favorite. Apparently more popular now than $11 and 11 used to be.
33, 33. Okay. Any others?
Yeah, they mention a $4 a week option. They frame that as maybe like 75 cents an hour, which is an interesting way to put it.
Kind of breaks it down, makes it seem smaller, maybe.
Could be. And then for maybe bigger contributions, there's something called the Knighthood Layaway.
Knighthood layaway. What's that?
It's $50 a month for 20 months. It sounds like it gets you to some kind of donor status, a knighthood, but they
Yeah.
don't detail all the perks in this section.
Right. Probably something familiar to their regular listeners, a community thing.
Seems like it. And they also say, you know, just a do-it-yourself open donation is always welcome too, any amount.
Standard practice. And another level.
Yep, becoming an executive producer.
Ah, the big one. What do they say about that?
They describe it as getting a lifetime credit that you can leverage forever. They even suggest listing yourself on IMDb.
Okay. But tongue in cheek, maybe, but it emphasizes the recognition.
Definitely. So, practicality-wise, how do people actually send money?
They list PayPal and also Stripe for credit cards. Pretty standard online option.
And they also take checks, old school.
Yeah. Do they give an address?
They do. P.O. Box 339, El Cerrito, California, 94530.
Okay. Good to have that detail.
And they make a point of saying that non-USA checks, like in foreign currency, are accepted.
Oh, that's thoughtful. Catering to an international audience, then.
Seems so. And one more thing on checks. They mentioned that there are systems out there that can, like, send a check for you.
Ah, like through your bank's bill pay or other services?
Right. They even included a link to learn about those.
Yeah.
So they're trying to make it easy, basically.
Covering all the bases for donations. Makes sense if that's their whole model.
Exactly. Now, just briefly, the newsletter title itself mentions other regular sections.
Right, like things we don't have the content for today, but are usually there.
Yeah, like memes of the week and hypocrite of the week. Just so you know, those are typically part of it.
Gives you a flavor of the overall newsletter structure.
So, wrapping up our look at this May 24th, 2025, No Agenda News newsletter, we've kind of touched on a few key things.
Yeah, we looked at that whole evolution of Memorial Day from Decoration Day after the Civil War to honoring all war dead to the modern 3-day weekend.
And the newsletter's point about maybe losing some of the original meaning along the way with the barbecues and racing.
Right. Then we got that glimpse of their upcoming special show, the one with the endless clips.
Highlighting spontaneity. And then, of course, the deep dive into how and why they asked for audience support.
The whole independence argument, no corporate overlords, no advertisers, and all the different ways people can donate from $4 a week to knighthood and executive producer roles.
Exactly. Covering the checks, PayPal, Stripe, all of it.
So it really gives you a picture of this specific independent media operation, both its content style and its operational backbone.
Which brings us to a final thought, something for you to maybe chew on based on all this.
Okay, let's hear it.
How do these public holidays or commemorations, like Memorial Day, actually change over time? Sometimes, like the newsletter suggests, they shift pretty dramatically from why they started.
And how does that connect to the media covering them?
Yeah, exactly. How might the way a news source presents itself, of what ordin the fiercely independent, audience funded, influence how it talks about these shifts and even how it talks about its own need to survive?
So, thinking about the narratives being woven, not just the facts of the holiday's history, but the story the source tells about that history and about itself, what purpose does that narrative serve?
Right, something to think about. What stories are being told and why?